It isn't just the weather that has changed this week. As of Monday, we're officially in a new season, flu season. Dr. Mark Natherda, Sonoma County's Deputy Public Health Officer, says that means it's time for everyone to get their yearly flu shot as soon as possible.
We have a saying here at Public Health that the best time to get the vaccine is when the vaccine and the patient are in the same room at the same time.
The vaccine is readily available this fall, and has been since August, actually. In part, Natherda explains, because it was prepared to fight the same flu strains that were prevalent a year ago.
Every year, there's a group of health experts that sit down and they look at the most common types of flu circulating around the world. And based on that, that's what is put into the vaccine for the next year. And it's very similar to what was seen last year. So there's the 2009 H1N1 that's still circulating and is included in the vaccine. And then there's another type of influenza type A that's included. And then there's a third type, which is they always include an influenza type B.
And who should get that shot?
Everybody. Every year it seems like we include more and more people so that they finally have determined, based on how it's really impossible to predict who may have a very serious negative outcome to the flu, we recommend now that everybody who is of the age that can get a flu vaccine, that they go ahead and get one.
The only exceptions are newborns less than 6 months old. This is a change that grew out of the experience with the H1N1 flu strain 2 years ago, which severely affected even people who were not thought to be especially vulnerable to it. And concerns about a bad reaction to the shot, Natherda adds, should not be a deterrent.
You're getting components of the flu virus, not a complete virus, so it's impossible to get the flu from the shot. You can get a reaction in that your arm will be sore. Some people, for about 24 hours, they may have a low-grade fever or may feel some aches, which is the body's response to the flu shot. It's the immune system priming the pump or turning itself on, but it's not really the flu.
If it was a full-blown case of the flu, there would be no doubt about it.
You're talking about 7 to 10 days of high fever, cough, total body aches. You don't want to get out of bed, much less crawl into work. The true flu is a very serious, significant medical condition that not only debilitates people for 7 to 10 days, but in some cases can have secondary complications and can lead to death. And that's what we're trying to prevent.
For those who are averse to needles, there is also a nasal spray version of the flu vaccine.
And that contains a live virus, but it's an incomplete form of the virus. And that's only given to people who don't have any underlying medical conditions or respiratory problems like asthma. And that's because that can give people with underlying medical conditions a very bad cold or a very bad upper respiratory infection, which could exacerbate their underlying medical condition. But even with that virus, the live virus, you can't actually get the flu itself.
But whether you get the shot or the spray, health officials across the country are united and adamant in their calls for everyone to get vaccinated.
Immunizations are one of the greatest public health successes we have ever seen and have saved more lives than just about anything except clean water.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.